Food commentator Nancy Leeson recently explored a market she calls an international extravaganza, with cooking supplies and groceries that span food cultures from across the globe. It's a store so huge and varied that even stay-at-home Stein says he's willing to make the trip to shop there. Hear all about it on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, I'll never forget a restaurant in Wichita Falls, Texas, that I never could quite bring myself to trust. They offered Mexican, Italian, and Chinese dining because I thought the menu selections might be a bit too eclectic. But you've been telling me about a market that's even more eclectic than that.
I finally got to a place that my friend Linda Gilman had been telling me about. It's in Renton, and it's called DK Market. It's a huge warehouse-sized space on Lind Avenue in Southwest in Renton, with a handful of leased shops on the perimeter. There's a barber shop. There's an Indian restaurant, which I'd very much like to try. There's a Chinese herb shop, which you would love, and a Russian deli that she kept telling me about, filled with sausages and smoked fish, and I brought Mac home a warm rye bread from there. But the store itself is an international extravaganza. They've got food from everywhere in the world, and people from everywhere in the world shopping there. When I first walked in, there's an enormous produce section, inexpensive, great produce, anything you could possibly want. Huge frozen section with meats and poultry, with whole feed on chicken and frozen fish. And I'm just mad that I didn't know about it. I don't know how long it's been there, at least 10 years.
So, groceries from how many cultures?
Indian food. There's Mexican food. There's an enormous amount of Eastern European food on the shelves, in the middle of the store, in giant pallets. There's Asian food, mainly from Southeast Asia, and an amazing number of Middle Eastern ingredients. The widest variety you can imagine. Whole aisles of dried dates and figs and honey. A crazy amount of beverages from everywhere. There's whole aisles of pickled Eastern European vegetables and canned meats and canned fishes and every kind of rice and lentils and pastas and oils and olives and spices and snacks. And no matter what corner of the globe you grew up in, you'd be a kid in the candy store in the candy aisle here. Lots of chocolates and cookies and pastries and condimentia there. You would cry, Stein. I really want to take you there. The number of people from around the world who are shopping there with you really makes you feel like you're someplace special. When you walk the aisles of DK Market, especially on the busy weekend, you can easily hear at least a dozen different languages spoken.
Holy smokes, and you can get in this place without a passport? As you know, I rarely venture from Tacoma, but I think this might be worth braving a trip down I-5 a short ways to see.
I would love to meet you there, because once I got turned on to DK Market, I came back with Mac and our friends Silver and Mike. They were losing their minds. I had to laugh. Silver took a little tiny handheld cart thing, and I said, go back and get a cart. Are you out of your mind? And she must have had 8 bags in the cart by the time we got back to the car.
Well, actually, this kind of sounds like Big John's PFI, Pacific Food Imports, near the Seattle International District, except DK sounds like it's way bigger and covering way more different kinds of food cultures.
Exactly.
So you took lots of pictures that we can show the punters on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org.
Of course.
With KNKX's food talker, Nancy.
Traveling without a passport.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I like international travel, if I don't have to leave the country.
Stein.